Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Dr. Larry Fermanik, who sits on the committee that oversees the SMID Fund, which stands for Self-Sustaining Municipal Improving District. Well, thanks for joining us today, Dr. Fermanik.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. We're here talking today about SMID money. Why don't you explain? You can say it better than I do. Why don't you explain exactly what SMID is?
Okay, SMID stands for Self-Supported Municipal Improvement District. And what that is the pretty much the downtown area. It includes, if you take a look at the square, meaning the courthouse, it extends one block east and west on Robinson and Main Street, and a half a block south and a half a block north on 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Street. So all the businesses or property owners in that district pay $2.65 per $1,000 of evaluation, and that money is what makes up the SMID account.
What is the purpose of the SMID account then?
We want to revitalize that downtown area. We want to be able to help people put money into their facades of their buildings to help them make them look more historically accurate.
This money has been, we were talking before, this money has been used before, not for a little bit while here, that's kind of been building here for a little bit, but what have people used it in the past for?
Oh, we have given out quite a bit of money. Just the most recent projects, right off the top of my head, the Edward Jones Company did some work on their facade. Jay Smith and our State Farm did some work with his. The Coffee Connection replaced a bunch of windows. Don Cron did an extensive project on his business also. There was the Iowa State Savings Bank renewed their facade in their old investment center area. And the other one was the Sundance Realty a few years ago, or more maybe than that already, has performed a facade improvement. And a lot of the buildings on the east side of the square were repainted. So those are just a few of them that I can think right off the top of my head.
And maybe a business owner downtown is listening to this right now and they're interested in this. So kind of explain how this SMID money works.
Okay, the first thing you want to do if you're interested in getting some of the SMID money is you want to go to the Chamber of Commerce. They have applications that you fill out. As soon as you fill those applications out, they come to the SMID committee and then we have a meeting and we discuss what their application is and see if it meets our qualifications. When you go to the chamber office to get an application, they will give you the rules and regulations or the guidelines as far as what is considered applicable, as far as money that you can receive and the things that you can do that are not going to apply to get this money. So the way we do this right now is there's unlimited amount of money that you can get, but you can never get more than 50% of the cost of your project. So that depends on how much money we have available at the time. Right now, at the current time, we have $25,000 sitting in our bank account.
Okay, so if someone, and this, usually this, you said this is applicable for the facade of the building, the look, the appearance of the building, is that generally what it's used for?
Yes, it is mostly for the facades, meaning the front side of the building. At the present time, it does not include any side work or alley improvements. It does not include interior improvements or roof improvements.
So just as some examples, you said replacing windows, repainting buildings, what else?
We've put up awnings for people. If they wanted to add windows that were blocked in before or put plywood was put over them, they can replace those. They can redo their brickwork so they can retuck point it and bring it out and get rid of the paint on it. They can put in new energy efficient windows or historically accurate windows. If they were small windows, they want to put larger windows back in. It's quite varied as far as the things that they can do.
And really, this is money that these businesses, these property owners have already paid into this account.
Yes, they've already paid into it. So we want them to use this money. We want them to come to the chamber and apply for an application. We want to give them this money so that we can help them, their building look better.
It helps spruce up the look of downtown too as well.
That's the whole idea right now with the whole thing going on with the streetscape committee. We want to do the facades and have this an entire project working all at the same time.
Is there anything else you wanted to add or mention?
We just want you to, if you need to do improvements, we want you to know that there is money available, and all you have to do is go to the chamber office, get out an application, and once we review it, we let you know how much money is available and how much you can get for your project.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dr. Fermanik.
Thank you.
Thanks to Dr. Larry Fermanik, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com by clicking on Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.